Jetzt wird's very British. Die King's Singers stehen auf dem Programm. Oh. Wir wollen noch zwei Worte, aber nicht viele dazu verlieren. Die sind tatsächlich, und ich kann Ihnen das versichern, das sind die Könige des A Cappella-Gesangs. Sie sind weltweit gefragt und begeistert gefeiert. Aber sie sind natürlich nicht so arrogant, dass sie sich selbst aus diesem Grund als Königssinger bezeichnen. Das wäre auch wirklich ein bisschen vermessen. Das hat einen ganz einfachen Grund. Die Gründer dieser Gruppe, die sind vor Urzeiten, also vor über 30 Jahren, allesamt mal Schüler des King's College in Cambridge gewesen.
Those are the facts, but what really matters is that they can sing literally anything, no matter when it was composed, no matter which genre it belongs to. If it can be arranged for six voices, they can sing it. They can sing it with ease, and especially with that wonderful sense of fun that they have. Now, for this evening's performance, they've worked on a piece that plays perfectly with the theme of our program, Swinging Bach, but it also plays perfectly with the theme of the problems of creativity, as you're about to hear. Please welcome the King's Singers.
Chessbach was in a fix. Chessbach couldn't find an answer. I've written most of a rather fabulous work. Toccata, it's in D minor, but now I'm feeling a bit of a jerk.
It's a real crisis and I'm working to a deadline.
What can I fit? What to fit after the great toccata? Maybe it needs to be something faster.
I haven't got a clue and in a week the piece is due.
I'm in a panic
and I'm stuck like glue.
Tone thing. No, isn't the answer it?
is at the outset, it is at the outset, it is at the outset. I haven't the foggiest, haven't the foggiest, haven't the foggiest, haven't the foggiest. What am I gonna do? 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 All in a panic, I'm 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 ha no. What can I do? I finished my toccata, but I have no fugue. And now
Thank you very much, the Turtle Island String Quartet.
Thank you. I am reminded at this point of a fellow I used to know whose name was Henry, only to give you an idea of what an individualist he was, he spelled it H-E-N-3-R-Y. The three was silent, you see. Henry was financially independent, having inherited his father's tar and feather business, and was therefore able to devote his full time to such intellectual pursuits as writing. I particularly remember a heartwarming novel of his about a young necrophiliac who finally achieved his boyhood ambition by becoming coroner. The rest of you can look it up when you get home. In addition to writing, he indulged in a good deal of philosophizing. Like so many contemporary philosophers, he especially enjoyed giving helpful advice to people who were happier than he was. And one particular bit of advice which I recall, which is the reason I bring up this whole dreary story, is something he said once before they took him away to the Massachusetts State Home for the Bewildered. He said, "Life is like a sewer. What you get out of it depends on what you put into it." It's always seemed to me that this is precisely the sort of dynamic, positive thinking that we so desperately need today in these trying times of crisis and universal brouhaha. And so with this in mind, I have here a modern, positive, dynamic, uplifting song in the tradition of the great old revival hymns. This one might more accurately be termed a survival hymn. It goes like this. When you attend the funeral, it is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. Oh, what a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go, all suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. Oh, we will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry.
That was Tom Lehrer singing "We'll All Go Together When We Go," and that is this week's edition of Archie's Archives. And we hope you'll join us again next week. Thank you.